Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hi.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Excuse me. And, of course, all of you guys, you good girls and guys out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. For the sake of our intro, and this is the first time that you've listened, I want to let you know that you can check us out online. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I will give you also the information to call in over the next 2 hours at any time. Please stay course. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. So I'm called to do a radio program today, and in the process of doing that, I appreciated that opportunity. To get the information out that needs to be given to the American people. And I, if it's not driving down the road, turning the radio on and listening to Fox News talk about how, you know, their new news anchors are talking about how they give up their rights for more security, which is completely in contradiction to what our forefathers said, namely Ben Franklin, that they deserve neither liberty nor safety. To those that are willing to give up their freedoms. You know, you might want to consider the hundreds of thousands of men that fought, bled, and died to give you what you have today before you're so persuaded to forfeit your rights that God gave you. And so I'm on the radio program going back and forth, and we're talking about all the branches on the tree. And with all due respect, I just said, you know, if we would just get away from talking about the branches on the tree and lay the axe to the root of the tree the way that John the Baptist did, we wouldn't have to deal with all those branches. And the topic is what was going on in Indiana right now with this governor, this corrupt governor. And what we're seeing across the boards, friends, is we're seeing governments attempt to redefine marriage. Well, I want to set the record straight that government did not create marriage and has no business redefining it. And until the American people understand their history, nothing's going to change. But I can tell you at this point, the American people have tolerated more than their forefathers have. You have surpassed them in your tolerance for a corrupt system. As a matter of fact, it was Roger Sherman, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, who said, sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Here, let me say that again. Roger Sherman, he was one of the 56 men that had the courage to throw off a tyrant across the pond, as they say. because he would no longer be ruled by God's moral law. So our forefathers, along with 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population, wrote a documentation, a document called the Declaration of Independence, which is nothing more, friends, than three quarters of that documentation throwing off the tyrants who would not be ruled by God. As they sought divine providence, as they sought the divine judge, the supreme judge of the world. But listen to what Roger Sherman again said. He said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, America, the institutions they cherish, and the freedoms they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men." This is why this criminal administration, friends, is trying to disarm you. They don't want you to catch on to what's going on. Per my conversation on the radio show, and hearing about all the branches on the tree, with all due respect, again, I say this. Let's just lay the axe to the root of the tree. The corrupt governor in Indiana trying to gut, to take the pith and marrow out of our Bill of Rights, which are a bunch of thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people, is out of his scope of authority. What am I saying? I'm saying that he is a criminal. The governor in Indiana. I'm saying what he is doing is crime against we the people. I'm saying that this is treachery. He's unfaithfulness under the Constitution that he himself swore to uphold. What am I saying? I'm saying you need to impeach this governor in the state of Indiana and indict him for his crimes. That's what I'm saying that you need to do. Because until that happens, nothing's going to change in this country. You are being assaulted by effeminate, radical homosexuals across the board, America, with the help of this government. Now, isn't it interesting that it's this government that's trying to tear down the laws that have been established for 238 years because they don't fit their criteria or their immoral lifestyles anymore? So then let me ask you the question, then who's breaking the law? Who's violating the law? Are you or are they? The conversation during my radio interview today was, can you believe it? We can't say this and we can't say that and we can't say this and you can't even do this anymore. No, friends, your rights were not given unto you by the state or the government. Therefore, they can't take them away. God gave you your rights, friends. Let me go to Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the Christian umbrella, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Apparently, these people that mean to rule the roost by overthrowing God's moral institution, his moral law, called common law, they have failed to remember, and we need to remind them, that they are the ones that put their hand on the Bible, swearing that they would uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. But until the American people wake up to this, you're going to have conservative talk. You're going to have rhetorical talk. You're going to see the little dog chase his tail, and he can never get a hold of it. You're going to see the pink elephant in the middle of the living room, and it's going to stay there because the American people allow it to stay there. When we go back and we look at our founding documentations, we can see that the Declaration of Independence, which underlies the Constitution, many call it the preamble to the Constitution of the United States, holds the rights of the people that come from God, and the powers of the government come from the people. Here, let me say that again. The Declaration of Independence holds the rights of the people that came from God, and that the powers of the government come from the people. And if they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, then why are we the people allotting them to tear down the laws that God established through the people? Or so they would have you believe, right? It's time to wake up, friends.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we got up a brand new picture up on our featured news on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Jesus had two dads and he turned out just fine. It's on a church sign, St. John's United Methodist Church. Wow. Wow. This is called Daring the Justice of God, by the way. Folks, when you look at the Declaration of Independence, you need to understand the rights of the people come from God. The government's power comes from the people. So they are doing what you are allotting them to get away with. I don't know how many different ways I need to say this, friends. I don't know how many different ways I need to say it. William Blackstone, English Commentaries on Common Law, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and John Locke. He's the guy that said no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Folks, you have a governor in Indiana right now talking about how he is not going to tolerate intolerance towards or discriminate towards the radical homosexuals. Oh, just hang on with me here, friends. In other words, you have a compromised governor in Indiana big time. And he's talking about intolerance. Well, he's supposedly under attack by the radical homosexuals. Folks, this is a joke. This is all created. This is all the state-controlled media. This is all nothing more than a charade as they take pictures and create the war just like they did in Ferguson. It wasn't there. Didn't get it. Hey, folks, there wasn't a hat and a T-shirt to get neither. You know, take a picture. I'll create the war. It's exactly what they're doing. And it's through totalitarian methods. They attack and they play the victim. They perpetuate the crimes, they play the victim. And I know that for the most part, people are awake to what's going on, but I have a question for you. Why are you bowing the knee and why are you talking about what the governor is doing in Indiana when in fact he doesn't have the power to do what he thinks he's going to do? But as long as you're stupid, as long as you've been dumbed down, as long as you have been indoctrinated to believe that he can do whatever he wants to do, guess what? He's going to do whatever you let him get away with, and that's exactly what he's doing. and the state-controlled media, namely the conservatives, are right there saying, we can't do this and we can't do that, man. I can't even go to a pizza shop anymore. I can't even go to a bakery and I can't do this. I can't do that. No, no, no. It's because you've been dummied down that your conversation goes in the direction that you're leading it to go. It's not true at all. The government didn't give you the rights, America, so therefore they can't take them away from you. And let me ask you another question. Did you give them a right to violate the law that God established? No, you didn't. So let me ask you the question again. Why are you allowing them to break the law? And I'm talking about your tyrannical system. America, it's time for you to resist. It's time for you to resist. It is time for you to say, no more. I don't care what you say. You're going to care what I say. And what we're going to do now, the American people are going to come together and they're going to start to deal with the corruption in their governmental system, because if they don't do it, they're not going to have a country anymore. William Blackstone said this. He said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Did God give you a right to violate his law? America, are you okay with the fact that these radical homosexuals are the victims of what? The law? As they attack everybody that disagrees with them? Folks, you have to keep in mind what's going on here. Remember, those that mean to rule over you will show you and they'll point out what you cannot talk about. See, that's what's happening here. Well, Bradley, that's not what the Supreme Court said. I don't care. Listen to me carefully. I don't care what the Supreme Court said. Hey, listen to me carefully. I don't care what the president said. If he stands in contradiction to the oath he or she swore to uphold. Well, Bradley, the Supreme Court said this, and the Supreme Court said that, and the Supreme... I know, and it's the same Supreme Court that you allowed to sanction murder of the innocent in the womb in 1973. Now, nobody in their right mind can justify that, can they? Nope, you can't. But I want to let everybody know, too, that if they stand in contradiction to the oath or the Constitution or the enumerated laws of the Constitution of the United States, then you are to resist them. You are to overthrow them. You are to throw their chains off. Because now they are the ones violating the law. You are not. And for those that are decrying, oh, we can't. No, you don't want to. You don't want to is really what it comes down to. Because if you want to maintain the freedoms that you have, then guess what? Each and every single one of you out there is going to have to stand up and fight for what God has given you. I will not stand down in the face of this totalitarian system. I will not stand down in them attempting to perpetuate crimes against our posterity. I will not tolerate them to desecrate the memory of the hundreds of thousands of men and women that fought, bled, and died to give me the freedoms that I have today. Friends, write it down. Record it. I will not tolerate their crime. I will not obey an unlawful order. I will not obey when someone tells me you can say this and you can say that, especially when it's an agreement with God. I say back, it's better to obey God than it is to man. It's time for America to resist. And I want people to understand, even going to the Supreme Court, because I know that the conservatives have dumbed down and indoctrinated a whole lot of people in this country through their stupidity, because they themselves have been indoctrinated, to believe that whatever the Supreme Court says or whatever the president says, no matter what, you better submit to it. Really? Who told you that? If anybody ever told you that that is American history, I want to tell you something. That is the furthest thing from the truth. Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that this country that they love, say they, the institutions they cherish, say they, and the freedoms that they hope to preserve, if they're willing to, were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Going back to the Supreme Court, friends, if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then the American people have ceased to be their own rulers under God. Did you hear what I said? If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution of the United States has to say, okay, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court has now become our ruler. Baloney. Do you think for one moment Ginsburg's going to be my daddy? Do you think for one moment Roberts is going to be my daddy? Or Scalia? Do you think he's going to be my daddy? Do you think for one moment I'm going to allow Alina Kagan, who is known for queerifying Harvard, for attacking our military, to be my daddy? Folks, you have got to be out of your mind. You have got to be out of your mind. What, because they say it, now it becomes law? Who said that? Who told you that? I want to know who told you that. Bradley, you're rebellious. Bradley, you're just being radical. No, it's radical when you watch a government sanction everything God condemns. That's radical. If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is our ruler. Who said that? Boy, that radical President Andrew Jackson said that. Think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the state, but from the hand of God. Who said that? Man, that was that radical president, Mr. John F. Kennedy, back in the 60s. My point, friends, is they didn't give you the right. So therefore, they can't take away your right. The only way that you can lose your right is when you forfeit your right. In America, when you stand down to what the state-controlled, lying, corporate-controlled, lying media tells you, then you deserve what you have coming. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, and you do. And so, here we are in America again, trying to figure out what's going on, but we're talking about everything rather than dealing with the issues at hand. Now, what's interesting, friends, I want to go over here because I want you to hear this, because it applies to those that serve we the people. For the smallest of infractions, even misdemeanors, they can be removed. They can be impeached. They can be indicted. Going to Article 3, Section 1, concerning judges, listen carefully. The judges both of the supreme and inferior courts shall hold their offices during good behavior and shall at stated times receive for their services a compensation which shall not be diminished during their continuance in office. Wait a second. During good behavior? Wait a second. So as long as they're acting out in a lawful sense to discover and apply law, not to recreate it, then they can stay. But if they actually violate that law, you're to remove them people on impeachment. That's right. So really, America, how much do you love your country? Because for the degree that you tolerate their crimes, I'll tell you what, it lacks love.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm just kind of highlighting right now just some of the things that are going on in Indiana concerning the radical homosexuals attacking anybody and everybody that disagrees with their lifestyle. Folks, they're just simply being used as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution. And there's fools enough. We call them useful idiots, and we learned that from the great Satan himself, Vladimir Lenin. Remember the Stalin regime? He was the one that needed these useful idiots that corrupt government could use to upend the laws and the governments and the sovereignty in which were established so they could overthrow, but they had to have these useful idiots to do it for them. And this is exactly what the radical homosexuals are. By the way, the Muslims are being used in such a fashion as well. And just a side note, friends, now that I'm saying that, this comes back to me right now. It's interesting. You know all this terrorism that you're hearing across the globe, and it's all aimed at Christians? You know, I have a friend that is a CIA agent, former. He said the whole objective concerning this administration is to upend America's sovereignty and Christian heritage. That's what's going on through this White House right now. But keep in mind that he is a pawn, too. This is the same guy that was over in Europe before he became the president of the United States, unlawfully, calling for a new world order just like the Bushes. Okay? So you need to understand that they're all in this together. But what's funny about it is these fools have not taken the time to look behind them and study history, because they need to realize that God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. We've done a show in the past talking about what tyrants forget. They receive a harsher judgment than the people that are being judged by the tyrant. But again, America, I gotta love on you in truth and just tell you that you are where you're at today because of what you tolerate. I gotta tell you, America, I love you enough to tell you this. Barack Hussein Obama is perfect for this country. Bradley, what are you talking about, man? Look what he's doing. Look what he's destroying. Wait a second. I just got an email not 2 minutes ago complaining about Barack Hussein Obama. Okay? And she was talking about, this is what she said. She said, and to make it even worse, it's this administration that has been helping this along, talking of the slaughter of the Christians by the jihadists over at the Garissa University, you know, the 150 that were killed. And then she starts to blame Barack Hussein Obama. She starts to blame Barack Hussein Obama. This is what I wrote back to her. I said, the American people can complain all that they want to about this administration, but it is the American people that are allowing this administration to continue on in the crimes that they are committing on a daily basis towards the American people. Nobody can blame anybody for anything here. Here, let me just put my foot back on the ground for you. You know how I just read to you that judges, both the Supreme and Inferior Courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior and shall at stated times receive for their service a compensation which shall not be diminished during their continuance in office, during good behavior, during good behavior, during good behavior, not to act outside of their scope of authority? Well, going right before Article 3, Section 1, I go to Article 2, Section 4. It says the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Not empowering your enemy, friends. Not sending aid to your enemies. I mean, folks, you know, where do we go? Here, let me go over here. Again, I'm just showing you the power is in the hands of the people because the Constitution and the preamble of the Constitution of the United States starts out, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish what? Justice. And justice is what the American people leave off. So don't complain about what you tolerate, America. Let's go over to lines between church and state, and I want to go to what Thomas Jefferson said, and I want you to listen carefully. Because I want everybody that listens to this radio show that I know that I'm going to take this a little bit different direction. Going back to the Indiana governor and what he's trying to do right now, or what the Supreme Court's going to try to do in June, or what this criminal administration is doing along with its little minions in government today. Unlawfully, talking about lines between church and state. Isn't it interesting how they talk about lines between church and state when it bars Christians? But isn't it interesting that when they want to use what they want to use to indoctrinate, then it's okay, then you never hear about lines between church and state. Like you're hearing right now concerning what's going on in Indiana, which, by the way, was all contrived. It's all a plant. It's all started by the state-controlled media. It's all them developing all of this uproar, which, folks, there's not a big uproar, once again. But just think about this. I said this earlier. Government did not create the institution of marriage, and government has no business redefining it. Right? Now let's go over to Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson, lines between church and state. Did he say that? No. But Thomas Jefferson, in a letter to Nehemiah Dodge, Ephraim Robbins, and Stephen S. Nelson, a committee of the Danbury Association in Danbury, Connecticut, Baptist Church in Dayton, Connecticut, 1802, said that the First Amendment, I just read that for you, friends, Article 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the umbrella of the Christian faith or prohibiting the free exercise thereof according to law, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The First Amendment, said Thomas Jefferson, has erected a wall of separation between church and state. Erected a wall of separation between church and state. He goes on. That wall is a one-dimensional wall. It keeps the government from running the church, but it makes sure that Christian principles will always stay in government. It bars the government from what they're doing today, friends. Not the other way around. You know, isn't it interesting? We hear from these judges and these legislators and these senators and these representatives and these congressmen and from this criminal administration, the devil himself. We hear, oh, you know, we just can't be doing all this stuff. We can't be talking about one religion, and we can't be doing this, you know, all this other stuff, right? Really? Well, then who are you submitted to? Whose law is it that you are legislating? You got them. You know, it's interesting as well, friends. Thomas Jefferson was the president of public schools in Washington, D.C. district. You know what the two books were that were made and suggested for those schools by Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States? The Bible and Watts Hymnals. The father of religion. No, we all know where lines between church and state came from. It all came from none other than the ACLU, and who promotes their message more than the state-controlled media who's bought and paid for? Why, nobody does. Nobody does. Did you know, as a matter of fact, let me take it one more step here. The American Civil Liberties Union, their version of Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. Here, let me read it one more time. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's Article 1. You know what the ACLU's version was on their website, friends? Congress shall make no law, dot, 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 abridging the freedom of speech, dot, dot, dot. And they were busted doing this. You know what the ACLU does know, friends? That they don't have the laws of our Constitution behind them. Because when you go back and you find out where this all came about. This came about in the 30s, friends, along with Planned Parenthood and Roger Baldwin at the ACLU, who said the end of the ACLU is communism. We all know this stuff, right? But this has been lingering for a long, long time, and the American people just rolled over in the face of it, and they didn't take them serious. Now look at it. 57 million babies aborted because your government sanctioned it. Hey, friends, what would you do if the government came to your front door and said, you know what, you need to snuff out one of your babies? You'd say that's ludicrous, but isn't that what they're doing? And we'll even pay for it. Oh, and by the way, the government has to tell you that who's paid for the abortion actually comes from them that are paying taxes, because the government is reallocating finances, namely your taxes, into the bureaucracies that they want to feed. So at length, you're paying for the execution of your own babies. This is how sick the system has become. But going back, the separation of church and state, nowhere in the Bill of Rights. Nowhere in any founding document. Not the Declaration of Independence. Nowhere in the Constitution. Nowhere in the enumerated laws. But we do know that lines between church and state is found in Article 52 of the USSR. In the USSR, the church is separated from the state and the school from the church. And in America, let me go over to James Wilson, who is a Supreme Court justice, drafter of the Constitution, and a signer of the Declaration of Independence. And I'm not going down this road today to try to prove to you who we are. Because what we can see is we see a government trying to prove to you who you have not been for over the last 238 years. I'm sorry, who you have been for the last 238 years. They're trying to tell you that you're not a Christian nation. They're trying to tell you that, oh, no, you know, we don't have to do that. And there's not just one God. And we've heard this from the atheists who don't believe in God. And isn't it interesting? They spend their whole lives warring against a God they say they don't believe in. But James Wilson said, far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law, the Christian religion and law, God's moral law, are twin sisters, friends, and mutual assistants. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. So friends, who's violating law? Going back to the Indiana governor? Folks, I guarantee you this, he's a compromised man. He needs to be impeached. He needs to be indicted. And then we need to go all the way up to the top of the flagpole and begin to impeach and indict for their crimes against we the people. It's time to resist, America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Ding. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. So what have we established? Well, we've established that you have your governments, in many cases, turning on the American people, trying to give your sovereignty over to the UN, because at length that's what it comes. Hey, folks, what's happening right now in America is a UN global initiative. The reason they want to give power to the homosexuals, that's not what this is about. This is about changing your form of government. This is about giving power to the state. And again, friends, we've talked about this in the past. Your rights do not come from the state. That's an evolutionary view of government. Your rights come from God. That's who we are, America. You know, it was John Hancock that wrote his name in big, huge letters. He was the first signer of the Declaration of Independence. And what he did is he wanted to make sure that the tyrant King George didn't have to use his spectacles to read his name. That's why he wrote it big and bold. When are the American people going to do this? Folks, it's time to resist. It's better to obey God than man. John Hancock is the one that said, "We have no sovereign but King Jesus." You better bet your bottom dollar. We have no sovereign but King Jesus. We have no sovereign but King Jesus, friends. And no one's going to take his place. You don't bow, you don't burn. I'm for socialism and disarmament and ultimately for abolishing the state itself. I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the proprietor class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. Communism is the goal. This is Roger Baldwin, the founder of the American Civil Liberties Union. Notice the name again. They have to make it in such a manner, well, you'll accept it and not question who they are. Well, they got a really cool name, American Civil Liberty Union. Yeah, these are the same people that are protecting pedophiles. Listen to yesterday's radio show. These are the people that are actually supporting the Muslims, the homosexuals. They have no shame. They just have zero shame. Again, they're a bunch of useful idiots every step of the way. But why is it that we're dealing with what we're dealing with today? Because, 40, 50, 60 years ago, this would have never... Listen, folks, government could have tried to do what they're doing today, and they would have been shut down, and they would have been removed. Guaranteed. There would have been zero tolerance. But now, because of all the indoctrination... And by the way, this is the information that's going... See, this is... To our kids, our posterity. This is our perfect opportunity, and I'm speaking to the righteous and those that have ears to hear and eyes to see. This is a perfect opportunity not to limit the Holy One of Israel. This is a perfect opportunity to stand up and play the men and women of God and to prove our God, because what He did for our forefathers, He'll do for us. And I'm not saying that it's going to be without bearing the cross. No, I've never thought that. I'm not that stupid. But if we want to give unto our posterity what's been given unto us, then we're going to have to do the same things, right? And it was the Lord that said, listen, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm faithful to 1,000 generations. You know, as a matter of fact, King David himself, did you know that he prayed in Psalm 71? He said, oh God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to come. And to everyone that is to come, thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God? Who is like unto thee? Psalm 71, verse 18 through 19. We have a prime opportunity to prove our God. I don't care if all these minions, again, friends, keep in mind how small they are in number. At least, hey, folks, don't make a mountain out of a molehill, because that's what they'd have you believe. Oh, Bradley, you know, when people like you are out there doing and saying the things that you're doing, man, they want to make an example out of you. I know that. I know that too. But you know what? Then I look in Scripture and the Bible says, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. I'm not claiming to be a prophet. I'm just simply saying that that applies to the church. And then I look at the promises of God and I look at history concerning those that wanted to meddle with God's kids, and it doesn't turn out good for them, does it? And we see that they are gathering themselves together against the Lord and against His anointed in this country. Yes. But folks, we don't need to let it go so far as to be embarrassed at the end of the day the way the Germans were, because they left off to deal with a little man with a mustache. And your legacy that you're going to leave to your kids is that you weren't willing to fight and give them what was given to you if you don't do it for them. And I say shame upon you if that's the case. Now, going back, what's happening, friends, I believe it was Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him, that rightly said, the philosophy of the classroom in one generation will become the philosophy of government in the next generation. You have a bunch of burnt hippies in government today, the indoctrinated burnt hippies that are still high, that, by the way, the ones that are trying to legalize marijuana, which only proved my point. They're still stuck on PCP. These are the ones working for the pharmaceutical companies to get your kids hooked on antidepressants, dangerous psychotropic drugs. These are the same people that talk about free love. And I want to tell you something. Love is never free. It may be given freely, but you better understand before someone could give it, which is an act of love, there's always a sacrifice involved with real love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Did you notice the cross in the middle of that? Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a sacrifice, a propitiation, an appeasement, a covering, an atonement for our sins. Did you see the cross there? For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Did you see the cross there, friends? Greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his brethren. Did you see the cross in that, friends? His life. His life. His life. His life. So these people that you have serving themselves in government forgot that love gives, it doesn't take. And that's all they've been doing is serving themselves and their special interest groups. America, it's time for you to resist. It's time for you to resist unlawful policies. Over the last 50 and 60 years, listen, since I can remember, I'm not an old man yet. I'm catching up to the wise. Since I can remember, every administration, even if I was to go back and do a little bit of a study, ever since I was born, there's been nothing but corruption in that office. There has been war after war after war after war, which are all contrived wars. There's a difference between man's wars and the Lord's wars. Read Hosea 8. Okay? They've been trying to bring about a global initiative since the 40s, after World War II. I'm saying that because over the last how many decades and how many generations have the American people watched their government get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And isn't it amazing what the American people, it seems like their atrocities towards the God of heaven become greater and greater and greater and greater by what they tolerate their corrupt government to do on a daily basis. And decade after decade after decade after decade, it gets worse. It doesn't get better. The philosophy of the classroom in one generation will become the philosophy of the government in the next generation. And that's exactly what we're dealing with today, friends. And we need to clean the slate. Lawfully. Lawfully. We need to set the record straight. We need to deal with the government that has sanctioned the murder of the innocent. We need to deal with the government that has been stealing our tax dollars and allocating it to foreign wars that are unconstitutional. We need to begin to deal with corruption in government, not tomorrow, but today. We need to see them thrown out of office, and we need to see them indicted the way the Constitution tells the American people that they have a right to do when a government becomes corrupt. And if you think that's out there, then read the Declaration of Independence, friends. And I'm not talking about throwing off the chains of the Constitution. I'm talking about throwing off those that are throwing off the Constitution. And I'm talking about indictments. I'm talking not only about impeachments, I'm talking about indictments. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of the unrighteousness. And what was it that David prayed? Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have forgotten thy law. Yes, indeed they have. And they do it purposely. And they spit in the face of God, and they spit in the face of man. And then what they do is they have the audacity to try to perpetuate fear from the boogeyman that nobody can put their finger on. And isn't it interesting, America? You're under attack by the radical homosexuals and the radical Muslims today. And by the way, this administration would have it so, because they're the ones guilty of actually propagating and perpetuating the crimes in what you're seeing today. But what they want to do is they want to use the state-controlled media to ostracize and demonize anybody that would speak out against the crimes of this criminal administration. America, it's time to resist. It's time to lawfully deal with corrupt government. Be right back after this break. Hour 2 coming up on the other side. 1-866-233-0747.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition. not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the BrightsideBen team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.